Welcome to the Father's Vineyard Audio Podcast. Here is today's message.
Amen. Amen. Look, got one more coming. While we're getting things ready, we move this and just sort of put him in the middle. We have a testimony of healing. Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Y'all got to turn around this way. There you go. There you go.
He said, I have to go first. It was in March. They started trying to send me to have a scan on my thyroid, and I canceled it twice. And I finally made it up there sometime in April. But anyway, it came back really bad. And so they removed my thyroid completely, and I only had 1 millimeter, which is the distance of a pencil lead, the thickness of a pencil lead, that was clean margins. But they completely removed it and got it out. So I'm here to tell you, my God heals cancer and stuff. And Glenn, we're going to finish it.
Well, she doesn't really know what I'm going to say, but this is part of that, but a different story. When I was in my early 30s, I had a little bump on my face, and it turned out to be a basal cancer, and I had it taken off, and they suggested I see a dermatologist on a regular basis. And so most of my life, I have seen a dermatologist, and I don't remember how many years ago was it you went?
I don't know.
Maybe 5 or 6 years ago, I had an appointment, and Nancy had, as far as I know, never been to one in her life, and she said, well, I think I'll go with you. And so anyway, she went, and they found melanoma on her back, and she'd never been in her whole life, and they took that off. And so I thought that was pretty amazing that she decided just on a whim to go and had never been in her life, and then they found that and took care of it.
I just want to say there's a healer in this house today. And I mean, he will make a way. I was hoping they would sing that, but I don't care what it is, God can heal it.
Amen. 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 The Bible says that the testimony of Jesus, and they just gave testimony of Jesus, correct? Amen. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Now, what does that mean? It means that when somebody testifies about Jesus and what he's done, either healed or delivered or met a financial need, whatever their testimony is, that means that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. The spirit of prophecy means that it is able to do it again. It can come to the future now. It can be your present testimony of your healing because somebody has testified of Jesus healing them or Jesus touching them. So when that's given, the atmosphere is ready for somebody to believe that they can be healed, to believe that they can be delivered, to believe that they too can receive whatever touch from God that this person received. I think it's just amazing that he would open the door for you when somebody's testifying of him. So the question is, do you want that? Then let's believe him for that. Whatever you need, he can fix. even if it seems impossible to you or impossible for the doctors. Amen. Amen. And we're still believing for Antony's healing. He's here with us today, and he's going to share with us today a little bit. We have him, we have a chair for him. We've got a microphone for him. Are you ready? Come on up. Welcome, Antony Staley.
As the pastor stated, my name is Antony Staley. I have stage 4 cancer. It's colon cancer. It's spread all through my body. I've been fighting it for a little over a year now. What I really want to talk about is, without getting too choked up, it's not necessarily being careful for what you ask for, but know how to ask for it. My son's turned 2 years old, July 7th. And while my wife was pregnant, they found out she had cancerous cells. They removed some of them. So then when she finally became pregnant, they wanted to have a surgery to remove more cells. But they said the baby probably wouldn't make it. So my wife said, no, I'm not going to do it. I'll wait till the end, we'll see what happens. Well, the doctor said it's a big chance. If you go to the end, after you had a baby, you might not make it. She was like, no, I can't do it. During that time, they kept saying my son had cystic fibrosis. He had heart issues. They named so many things because my wife was considered elderly pregnancy because she's 40. I mean, it has worried the whole time. Fast forward to the birth of my son, my wife had to get an emergency C-section. When they finally cut her open to do a C-section, my son was born. My wife went out. My son stopped breathing. I said, Lord, they can't handle this. Give it to me. Give it to me. Because I can do it. I can handle it. Just like that. My wife woke up. My son started crying. My son's healthy. He was born, he was 10 pounds. Yeah, monster. Yeah, monster. He turned 2 years old a few days ago. He's sitting right over there. He's huge. I had started a few businesses. I was detailing cars, working in a church, driving a church van. I started a shuttle business I had started. I was about to start another business inside the equestrian center doing valet parking. I had things going on, so I thought. But every day, I would call Mike Duncan. I say, Mike, something's not right. He's like, what is it, brother? I said, I don't know. Something just wasn't right. I did this for about a year. Nobody knew about it. I just kept calling Mike, and I'd just cry. I said, Mike, I don't know what's going on, man. I was playing basketball 3 times a week, doing CrossFit. You know, I thought I was living the life, but something just wasn't right. So we did an exercise at CrossFit, some pull-ups with some weights tied to my waist. I thought I pulled a muscle in my back. And I went to a doctor, to the emergency room. And I'm Navy. And anybody in the military know we don't do hospitals and doctors because the people that worked on us, I got 2 wisdom teeth removed, and I got pockets in my jaw. If I eat something small, it goes in these pockets. I got to push it up out the pocket. So after those kind of experiences, we don't go with doctors. But I kept calling Mike and telling him. He just prayed for me on the phone. And so I went to a doctor, to the emergency room. He come back talking about, he sees some little spots. I'm thinking, it's a kidney stone. I have no idea what it is. My wife, she's an oncology nurse, so she was catching on pretty quick, just not letting me know. They finally came and told me that, you know, hey, you got stage 4 cancer. Out of nowhere. I'd never been sick. Nothing. Nowhere. About a week later, I was sitting at my house when I came home from the hospital. And I remember what I said to God. And this journey has been rough. But with the help of my church, my community, you know, we've struggled because I'm not working. But my community has had fundraisers. I haven't asked for anything. My wife, we can't even mention something. People immediately help. You know, I hear a lot of people talk about racism. I mean, that stuff, it do exist. But you can't put that around me. You can't bring that around me. Mike Duncan has been like a, I don't even know what to describe him as. One, he's crazy. He's a good guy. Along with Shane Blackwell, that's another one. But it's just unreal. And the things I went through, just going through chemo, the pain, things my kids have to do, have to help me sometimes. Believe it or not, I just started walking this morning. Since Friday, I haven't been able to walk. I wasn't going to come this morning. I told my wife, like, you know, I ain't going to be able to make it because I can't walk, I can't move. My daughter's birthday was Saturday. I couldn't even celebrate her birthday. And I was just sitting there, you know, just couldn't move, suffering, haven't really ate much. And my dad, he's a preacher. He called me, hey, man, you ready to go? I said, no, I don't think I'm better to make it. He said, you remember in the Bible where the man was laying in the hospital bed and Jesus told him to get up? I said, yeah. He was like, get up. Wasn't long after that, Mike Duncan. Today's a good day. I don't know, Mike. He didn't respond back. I sent him about 2 packs. He didn't respond back. I was like, man, he didn't respond back to nothing I said. And I thought about it. I said, you know what? I'm going to go. Satan not going to win. So I text Mike back and said, Satan not going to win. Mike said, okay, anything you need, let me know. I'll be there. He wasn't going to accept me saying I wasn't going to go. But last thing I want to say is, how many of y'all are aunts? Yeah, any aunts in here? Aunts, aunts, I mean, I call them aunts. Yeah, I was like, what in the world are you talking about? I ain't that country, my goodness. Oh my goodness. How many of y'all watch Andy Griffin? Y'all know Aunt B? How many of y'all feel that role in y'all family? Okay, and the reason why I say that is my aunts are here today and my grandmother. I just want y'all to stand up for a second. It's not a day to go by that my aunts don't call me, ask me, do I need something? Check on me, make sure anything I need is there. Worry about me. I done been down and out, crying in their face. They pray for me. My grandmother, I can say, Grandma, I need some baked elephant legs. 10 minutes later, I got them elephant legs in the crock pot. That's the kind of grandmother I got. But like I said, I'm fighting this. Well, we all are fighting this. As a church family, as a community. And I know I'm going to win. I know at the end, God has me. Whatever his plan is, Either way, I'm going to be okay. I know where I'm going. You know, there's no doubt in my mind about that. I'm not ashamed. Not ashamed to talk about God. Not ashamed to conversate about God. Not ashamed to tell anybody who God is and what he is to me in my life. But if you can take anything away from what I said, keep God first in your life. And love your family. Love everyone around you. Because love is what gets there. Love is, I'm telling you, I don't even know how to describe it. Pastor Terry, he taught me love in a way that most men don't get taught that way. I'm not used to men telling me they love me like that don't know me and just come out and say, and Pastor Terry always say he loved me. And, you know, eventually I just started saying I love you too. Now I say to everybody. But I'm honored to be able to speak in front of you guys. And hopefully next time I come, it's a different report. But either way, I'll still be here. And I ask you to pray for me. And I'll pray for you guys. I love you all. I almost messed up. My wife, if I didn't say something about her, she wouldn't be mad. I'd be mad at myself. My wife has been everything to me. Everything. She's an oncology nurse, so she works where I get treatment at. So she has to treat people, then treat her own husband, come back, take care of 4-5 kids, because we got 4 or 5 counting me. I get on my own nerves sometimes. But thank God for her. Thank you.
Amen. Yeah, I hugged him too. I had to reach up high. But I always hugged him and held on to him and told him I loved him. And first time I did it, he was like Navy. You know, he's a Navy guy. You was on special what?
I was in the Honor Guard, worked for President Clinton and President Bush.
Honor Guard with President Clinton and President Bush. Yes. You did a good job. Good job. Anyway, I want to give you an opportunity to sow into his life. I know that they have struggled some, but you know, even through the struggle, God met the needs. Because that's how faithful he is. But as we continue to share just a little bit, I want you to feel free right now to just come up and just sow into his life. All this offering will be going to him. So you ask God about that, what that needs to be, and it'll be our way of supporting and honoring as well. So just walk up and do it. One of the things I want to talk about in this case is this. God is faithful. Amen? God is faithful. He might have prayed the prayer, might have said this to God, saying, Lord, just give that to me because I can take it. That's his intercession. Moses did the same thing. Moses was talking about just lay it on me, Lord. Just put it on me. See, that's a heart of someone who has love for others, willing to lay their life down for other people. But I also want to say this, that he might have said that to God. But God has taken it for him. Do you hear that? God has taken that for him. It is by his stripes. It is by the stripes of the Lord Jesus Christ that he's healed. We're believing that. We're standing with him on that. And whatever it is that needs to happen in his body, God can do it. Amen. Will you agree with me? God can do that. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all, including this one. Amen. Amen. Great is thy. Sing it. New mercies I see, all I have needed. I want you to stand to your feet and sing it like you really mean it. Sing it out loud. Listen. God knows. God's already provided. And we're going to walk in it. Amen? All right. Let's sing it loud. Great. Keep it up. Great. Raise your voice. All I have needed, thy hands have provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Again. Great is thy faithfulness. One more time. Raise it up. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Don't stop. Don't stop. Give him praise. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I'll give him a shout. Yes, God. Yes, God. You may be seated. Brother, where'd your microphone go? It's over here. You pray for us. You pray for us. Stand to your feet. I know you just sat down. But we do what we do. I want you to pray for us.
Shall we bow our heads? Father God, it's me one more time. Praying for strength and healing and wisdom. Praying for everyone that can under the sound of my voice, everyone that's not under the sound of my voice. Father God, We know if we follow your will and follow your way, your will be done. We want to thank you in advance for everything that you're going to do and everything that you have done for us and our family. Because we know without you, we're nothing. Thank you for Pastor Terry and this church family. These and all the blessings we ask in your son Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Also, I just was reminded that those of you that are watching online, you can give online. And like I said, if you wasn't prepared today, you could go on our website and hit the contribution button. And if you wasn't ready today, and you can still do that as well. It's an honor to have you here, brother. Yeah. Honor. He prayed for us, so now let's pray for him. If the elders can come on up, we want to lay hands on him. Get that anointing bottle out.
And I just want to say one thing.
You can say as many things as you want.
Before my family get on to me, these socks are not mismatch. They're actually Charlie Brown and Snoopy, so I don't want nobody thinking I got on mismatch socks. I didn't realize I'd be sitting down today, so. Remember I told you about them unts?
I noticed the socks. You did too. I was fine with it. It looks good to me. I went to a ball game one time and had Brenda look down and she said, "Were you in a hurry?" I said, "No, why?" She said, I said, "Something wrong with my socks." And she said, "You got two different tennis shoes on." And I put both feet out and I said, "Yep." That's the way I'll roll. He looks good. You know, laughter does good like a medicine. So drink up. Amen. Y'all pray with us, okay? Just continue. Just go ahead and pray for him. Father, we just thank you now for Antony. And Lord, we know that there's a work inside him that you still have to do. You want him to fulfill a vision, a word that he's given, that you have given him. And Lord, he's ready to do that. God, right now we just call upon the healing power of the Holy Spirit through the blood and through the stripes of Jesus Christ. And we, Lord, we just lay hands on him today, anoint him with oil, and we pray the prayer of faith, believing that you are the healer, as was declared in this house. There's a healer in this house, Lord. And we just say, make your name known in Antony. Thank you for the blessing that he is to everyone here, to his family, and to the kingdom. And we ask you, Father, to raise him up for such a time as this, Lord, that he would be able to speak and continue to do what you have put in his heart to do. Lord, we give you praise for it. There's nothing's impossible for you, and we're believing you for the impossible. We're believing you for the miracle. Lord, I'm recalling right now of what Israel was facing. They was facing the chariots and the army coming to kill them, and they was facing the Red Sea before them. Nowhere to go but you. And the word was given, stand and see the salvation of the Lord. Salvation is deliverance. So, Father, in Jesus' name, we stand. And we look to you for the deliverance and for the healing of Antoni Staley. Stand and see. We're seeing it, Father. We're looking for it. And we're standing for it. And we give you praise and we give you honor.
Blessed be the Lord God, who has not turned away our prayers nor his mercy from us. Blessed be the Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else? Y'all got anything? Antoni Staley, be healed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Everybody said, amen, amen, amen. We all need somebody to lean on me. When you're not strong, I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long. I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. You'll find that on page 36 of the hymnal. But you'll mostly find it in our hearts, because that is the heart of the Father. It's the heart of the Father for us to help each other, to be there for each other as he is there for all of us. Amen. It's good to see Debbie. There's a good report that's come back from her cancer. And they said it's little. It's real small. So we just come out in the name of Jesus, you know. Amen. So that was a good report. It's good to have Mark and Debbie back. Yes, ma'am. You need the microphone.
Now, I know Antoni is going through a lot, but so is his family. So we're going to pray peace over the family, okay? Lord, I ask you to give the Staley family peace in their spirit, to know that you have this, and you are God Almighty, and you heal all people. And Father, right now, let the peace of the Lord come upon them. Peace of the Lord come and rest upon you all your days, in your coming in and in your going out. Peace come. Peace of the Lord come. Come, Holy Spirit, and fill them with your power and your authority. Peace of the Lord come. Peace come. Peace of the Lord come and rest upon you, Antoni. Peace of the Lord come. Peace, peace beyond all understanding. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Okay, I know a lot of you want to talk to him and come by. It goes this way. Because if y'all come like this, you won't be able to make sense out of anything. So if you want to say something to him, just come around this way. And hold it a second. I'm going to give y'all that's at a disadvantage to start moving now. Y'all go ahead and start moving now. All over here. If you're going to come, come in. All right. Y'all, come on. Come on around. Come on around.
And I'm going to hear the testimony when the gun is born.
Come on around. All right. Everybody else can step up. God bless you. Amen. God's good. You're at liberty to go.
Thank you for listening to the Father's Vineyard podcast. If you'd like more information about Father's Vineyard, please visit us 24/7 at www.fathersvineyard.org, or you can call the office at 828-287-2868. Thanks again.